Most people would probably agree that being among trees and nature is good for the soul. But can meditating in a forest actually aid your health? Forest bathing is the latest well-being therapy to blossom in America and Europe after beginning in Japan a few decades ago, and it's starting to gain interest in New Zealand. It's also known as Shinrin-yoku, and it's helping stressed-out city dwellers slow down. There are even therapists specialising in the practice, as Sally discovered on a recent trip to England.
My name's Sam Lewis. I'm an ecotherapist, an art therapist, and a Shinrin-yoku practitioner.
Tell us about Shinrin-yoku.
Well, it's called forest bathing, but no water is involved. It's just really walking in the forest and getting in touch with yourself and your senses, and learning to slow down and mindfully be at peace with the woods. It was developed by the Japanese in 1982, and they now have 69 forests in Japan that they actually use for forest bathing, and it's part of their national health system. It is probably something that we've been doing for thousands of years anyway, and I think probably the New Zealanders are doing it better than anybody else. I think the reason why it's become so popular is because it's so well evaluated. So they've been doing quite a lot of research around it, which started in the 80s, and they're actually able to prove 2 hours in nature has a positive impact on your mental and physical health, and it lasts for 7 days.
How do the trees come into it? What do the trees do that's good for our health?
Well, part of the research that the Japanese discovered was that the trees emit a chemical called phytoside, which is their natural way of speaking to each other. If there is a fungal attack or giraffes eating them. So these phytoncides, as we walk and breathe, we inhale, and they bond with our natural killer cells. They provide us with cancer-fighting qualities. They also help reduce stress, which has been proven. They help bring down blood pressure. So it's about breathing down in your belly and walking slowly. And we do lots of walks, and then interspaced by some standing meditation or contemplation. We look at using all our senses. The walk would finish with tea at the end. So we try to drink herbal tea, or maybe it's pine needle tea, so you have the taste as well.
And the smells?
And the smells, of course. Well, especially because evergreens obviously emit the most amount of phytoncides. So to walk through an evergreen forest is like top one. Definitely. And the smell of that too, and the smell of the oils, is really powerful.
And what do people say to you, those that you've treated? What sort of feedback do they give you?
I've had people crying. I've had people... So I had an email the other day from a lady who I had a walk with about 3 months ago, who was very sceptical. And she wrote to me and she said, I just want to say that walk has changed my life, because now when I go for a walk, I really feel that I am going for a walk, and I really feel that I'm part of the landscape, and I'm much more in tune. She said, before I go for a walk, and it'd be about walking from A to B in the shortest amount of time, and then getting back in the car and carrying on with my life. She says, now the walk is my life.
So how popular has it become?
It's still early days, and I think people do think it's quite funny that you can bathe in a forest without getting wet. But it is slowly taking off. I'm getting busier and busier with it. It is quite a curiosity, but it is building. I did a walk yesterday, which was oversubscribed. So, yeah, people are coming along just to find out exactly what it is. But it is just good for you. And I think it really just is about listening and looking and just stopping and just really slowing down.
Sam Lewis runs her forest bathing sessions in the New Forest in England.